from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Dan Donovan. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from two donors. First are Paul and Rose Studer, in celebration of their 50th anniversary on June the 23rd, and in thanksgiving for all the blessings they have received, and for their children and their grandchildren. The second is an anonymous donor from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, for the souls in purgatory, especially those who have no one to pray for them. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us now acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and from Timothy, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, including all the saints throughout Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation. Who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in my affliction, and with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are abundant for us, so also our consolations is abundant through Christ. If we are being afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. If we are being consoled, it is for your consolation, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we are also suffering. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our consolation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Lord, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord, and was saved from every trouble. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, your reward will be great in heaven. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's first reading contains the opening verses of Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Following the typical format of letters in his day, Paul begins by identifying himself as the sender and the believers in Corinth as the recipients of the letter. This is usually followed by a brief initial greeting, which in this case takes the traditional form, "Grace and peace." Paul describes himself as an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. He acts not on his own authority, but on the authority entrusted to him by God. "Grace to you and peace from God our Father," he says, "and from the Lord Jesus Christ." Everything begins with God, with the Father, and is brought to bear on us in Christ. The apostle wishes those to whom he is writing, and especially those with whom he has been in conflict in the past, peace. Peace of mind and heart, peace with one another, and above all, peace with God. Such peace is only possible through grace, through God's graciousness to us in pouring out his gifts on us. Ordinarily, the initial greeting is followed by a prayer of thanksgiving in which Paul recognizes and celebrates the gifts that God has poured out on the community to which he's writing. In the present instance, the thanksgiving prayer is replaced by another form of traditional Jewish piety, the benediction. When we think of a blessing, we tend to think of it as a prayer to God to bless a person or a thing or a place, and by blessing them to set them apart for the worship and service of God. The emphasis in the Bible, as it is in today's reading, is on blessing God. Paul's prayer begins, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." To bless God is to offer him praise and thanksgiving. An echo of that tradition is found in the divine praises that we often pray as part of the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. "Blessed be God," the prayer begins. "Blessed be his holy name." The blessing of God, to which Paul invites us, is like the "hallowed be thy name" of the Our Father. There we pray that God's name, and with it his very being, will be treated with the awe and reverence that are their due. We pray that his name will be sanctified, that is, that it will be recognized and celebrated as holy. In today's reading, God is described as the Father of all mercies and the God of all consolation. The words "console" and "consolation" come back 10 times in the passage we just heard. Paul himself has experienced God's consolation in regard to him on many occasions. "He has consoled us," Paul says, "in every affliction that he has undergone." The word translated here as "console" could also be translated as "comfort." That God comforts the afflicted is a fundamental conviction of the Bible. In Isaiah, for example, God urges the prophet to proclaim to the exiles, "Comfort, oh, comfort my people." The period of the exile is ending, and the time of liberation is at hand. Paul is convinced that the consolation he received has been given to him so that he might be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. There's a sculpture on the ground of St. Michael's College entitled "Consolation." It depicts two women sitting side by side on a bench. The younger one seems to be withdrawn into herself. The older one is bent towards her and has her arm around her. Everything about her suggests a desire to comfort and console the other woman in her affliction. She might have lost someone close to her, a child, a spouse, or a parent. Whatever has happened is weighing down on her. Everything about her cries out for consolation. Far from abandoning us when we find ourselves afflicted, physically or spiritually, God is with us in a special way at such times. Paul is convinced that his experience is, or should be, the experience of every believer. The consolation may take different forms, but it almost always involves peace and a sense of acceptance by God. Today's gospel contains the Beatitudes, which take their name from the fact that each of them begins with the word "blessed." The emphasis is not on us praising God, but on God blessing us. "Blessed are the poor in spirit." The first of the Beatitudes begins, "For theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Jesus goes on to mention those who are meek and merciful, those who mourn, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, peacemakers, and the pure of heart. These qualities add up to a positive and attractive picture of the kind of person Jesus calls us to be. Many, however, find the ideal that the Beatitudes present us with to be impossible. That, in fact, would be the case if we were to think that we can do it on our own. The format of all the Beatitudes is the same. Individuals who practice these or similar virtues and religious attitudes are proclaimed blessed by Jesus and promised special gifts of various kinds. Those who mourn, he says, will be comforted. Those who hunger and thirst for justice or righteousness will be filled. Those who are merciful will receive mercy. The Beatitudes end by evoking the experience of those who, because of their commitment to Jesus, are reviled, persecuted, and maligned. Jesus encourages such people to rejoice and be glad, for their reward is great in heaven. The consolation that such assurance can't help but bring echoes the comfort and consolation of which Paul speaks in the opening verses of his letter to the Corinthians. What he says of the people to whom he is writing must have been a real source of consolation for them, as it should be for us. Let us now in faith and trust present before God our needs. For all those in our Daily TV Mass Intentions book, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May our annual celebration of the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus renew and deepen our faith in his love for us. May he guide us as we seek to walk the path of mercy, compassion, and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, that in times of affliction we might experience consolation from friends and family, as well as from God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the seriously ill, especially those who are approaching death, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our deceased relatives and friends, and for those who have died this past night, that they will be brought to eternal life in God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we ask you to hear and grant these prayers, as well as the more personal ones that each one of us has in his or her own heart. All this we pray through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mingling of this water, and why become partakers of his divinity, became partaker of our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Gracious God, wash me from my sins, cleanse me from my iniquity. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be made acceptable to God, the Father Almighty.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church.
Grant, O Lord, we pray that what we offer in the sight of your majesty may obtain for us the grace of being devoted to you and gain us the prize of everlasting happiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him with great goodness you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy.
God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Francis, our Pope, and Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope of the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not upon our sins, but upon the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.